Disability service providers have welcomed the federal government's decision to review the rules around the troubled National Disability Insurance Scheme. The $22 billion scheme has been plagued by IT problems and understaffing, and participants say it's difficult to access and doesn't always meet their needs. Former Finance Department Secretary David Tune will examine how to streamline services, but Labor has slammed the review as a waste of time and money, saying the government needs to lift the staffing cap. Bill Shorten is the Shadow Minister for the NDIS and Government Services, and he joins us on Breakfast this morning. Bill Shorten, welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Patricia.
Non-government disability service providers have welcomed this review. They say it's an opportunity to get a clear picture of what needs to be improved. Why are you so against the idea?
Well, to be fair to the disability providers, they're caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. I mean, the government's the one with the money, so they're hardly going to give them a hard time. But the fact of the matter is we don't need another review. There's been 20 reviews. You could just spend half an hour on a coffee morning with parents of people who are in the scheme and they could tell you the problem. The problem is that the scheme doesn't have enough staff. The problem is that the decisions around what plans get up and what's in plans is inconsistent. The problem is that when you don't like a plan, it gets reviewed and the review process can be long, not transparent, and that can give inconsistent results. The problem is that the prices provided for transport are too low. There's plenty of problems with the system which are well documented. We don't need another review. We just need the government to say, okay, here's the checkbook. We're going to work through the issues with families, full stop.
The NDIS was supposed to have a staff of 10,000, but it's been capped at 3,000. You've said they need to hire more staff. But given the extent and the variety of the problems, doesn't it also make sense to consult the people using it? I mean, this is the opportunity, isn't it, in a review to be able to diagnose where the need is?
Well, it's as if the only way your question could be correct is if the NDIS was invented yesterday. But it hasn't been. It's been around for years, the rollout. These are not new problems. People are waiting 12 months to get a wheelchair. You have families who put in a plan. They get their treating doctors or treating medical specialists to put in a report saying why this is a good thing for the plan. Then they get second-guessed and there's another round of reports prepared at taxpayer expense to second-guess the actual, you know, treating providers. Then what happens is that there can be an argy-bargy about the plan. Then that gets reviewed, and that review can take up to months. The qualifications of some of the people doing the reviews vary greatly. Then what happens is you get similar fact circumstances with radically different situations. And the other kicker in all of this is that these plans go for a year. So by the time you've finished making the plan application, getting the reports, being second-guessed, getting a review, guess what? Time's up. And so you've got to go through the process again. What is happening is that the NDIS, which is a great idea, is basically creating full-time work for carers just to be participating in the NDIS. Now, the fact of the matter is that you're a trained interviewer. You could work this out in about 20 minutes. We don't need another review.
Former Finance Department Secretary David Tune has been appointed to conduct the review. He's due to report back in October. Do you have confidence in him?
I think he's a capable gentleman, no question. But, you know, it's the age-old rule of this government. When you don't know what you do, go and have another review. That's what's happening.
I mean, NDIS,
again, this isn't me. If everyone I met was ecstatic and happy and popping champagne corks over the NDIS, you wouldn't hear boo from me. But the reality is that I'm out there with the people. There are some very good success stories in the NDIS. It's not all doom and gloom. But there seems to me so much bureaucratic paperwork and rubbish going on that what we're doing is we're in danger of creating a new bureaucracy, which is exactly what the NDIS was designed not to be.
Mm. The NDIS Minister Stuart Roberts says there has been a 300% increase in money spent on people with disabilities over the last 5 years, from about $8 billion in 2015-16 to $22 billion in 2019-20. What do you make of that assertion?
Well, there's more resources going to disability, but they're always, and that's good. But part of this is that the NDIS was always going to ramp up. But having said that, I think it was disgraceful that this government cut $1.6 billion from the budget, and they use this really mealy-mouthed excuse. They said, oh, it's a demand-driven system, and we've got all the money out the door that people needed to get out the door. But what they never say is they designed a system either by negligence or by deliberate nature, which meant that a lot of the legitimate claims that people needed just couldn't get processed. So when the money didn't get out the door, they say, well, everything that was required got out the door. The reality is they designed such a small door, it became impossible for the people who'd been waiting legitimately for services, provisions, to actually access it. So this is a government who wrote their surplus in part on underfunding people with profound and severe disabilities. So, you know, this is a government who want to give themselves a medal for getting out of bed every morning and spending taxpayer money. So I would rather they focus on the needs of families.
So, Bill Shorten, I heard Stuart Roberts say yesterday on ABC News that he wanted to work in a bipartisan way on this.
Great.
Do you want to work in a bipartisan way? Do you think the government is working to repair the mistakes or the problems with the NDIS?
I think that the government want to see some improvements, no question. But working in a bipartisan way means picking up a telephone, maybe, you know, using the internet. Goodness knows they can use it for other things. And also, working in a bipartisan way doesn't mean that Labor has to wait for the government. We'll work with them, but we don't want to wait for them. I go out every week now in the new portfolio. I talk to families. You don't need a Rhodes Scholarship to work out what's going on here. If they want to be bipartisan, here's a good start. Put more staff into the system.
Just on another issue that you've been pursuing, and that's robo-debt. Given all the problems that have come to light since the scheme started in 2016, why has it taken so long for Labor to come to the conclusion that the scheme can't be fixed? Do you regret that you didn't make that commitment when you were opposition leader?
Well, my colleagues, Linda Burney and others, were working very hard exposing the problems of robo-debt. I think they exposed a lot of the unfairness. But at a certain point, you have to recognise that, you know, if something keeps having repeated failures, it's time to go back to the drawing board. So I'm now in the position that I can deep dive into this system as it's my direct portfolio. And the more I dive deeply, the less I like what I see. This robo-debt system is basically putting a moral stigma around hundreds of thousands of our fellow Australians and saying, I, Big Brother government, have declared you owe the government money. They don't explain how they get to the number. You just get a letter in the mail. It's like practically like an extortion letter, and they say, you will pay this. And then the poor person who gets the letter, they have to go and check all the records. And what the government does is it cloaks this, very poor behaviour in the faux ethics of saying, well, if people owe the government money, of course we should get it off them. But that's the big if. Do they really owe the money? Is the government using the right system to check how people pay their money? I mean, we got a question up in question time, which in itself is unusual in terms of getting an answer. But the minister said that in 80% of the cases they'd collected some money from the government. Now let me tell you what that 80% means. 800,000 people have received a letter of demand from their own government. Now the government says they've got some money. They didn't say if it was the right amount of money. But what it also said is that therefore 160,000 Australians had the government put upon them like some sort of guard dog trying to chew at their ankle. And they didn't. These people didn't owe any money to the government. Now, if you had a 20% error rate, imagine if 20% of everything you did at the ABC was just wrong, and some of the 80% was dodgy, to say the least. This government would have a royal commission into you. But when it's themselves, they just shrug their shoulders and say, oh, well, mistakes do happen. I mean, this is a government who, you know, they're there for their limousines and their benefits and entitlements. But when it comes to being accountable for suing Australians incorrectly, attaching debt to people's name. I mean, these are people, if they didn't fight, when you're a uni student, you get a debt against your name. Try getting a job. This carries moral stigma, and this is a lazy government just trying to, again, paper up its budget.
Bill Shorten, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Lovely to chat to you, Patricia. Cheers.
That's the Shadow Minister for the NDIS and Government Services, Bill Shorten.